on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 22nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
Taryn, this is a weird feeling. We have actual stuff to talk about today. I feel like the streak is broken. Who knew Friday morning would bear some fruit? Not a lot of fruit, but it's some fruit. So I'm excited to talk about it with you.
Yeah. Who knew after a triple eviction, we'd actually be we'd have some feeds and we'd have some gameplay to talk about. I mean, look at us. Yeah,
we're thriving, Taryn. We're thriving. It's a nice time.
Yes, we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 55 in the house. And we had nothing leading into the triple eviction. But of course, during the triple eviction, we saw what went down. Gino was blindsided. Josh won the HOH. Summer was then blindsided by a nomination. Then Betty was blindsided by a nomination. And we had Summer and Marty evicted from the game. So Gino, Summer, and Marty are out. I have already spoken to them this morning. So hopefully that will come out soon. I only had 15 minutes with all three of them at once.
Combined?
So, yes. So we barely got through the jury questions, but we got some perspective from them on how they feel about the players and the jury. So I'm sure we can try to maybe incorporate some of that into the update here. And of course, check it out once it drops. But when we came back from the triple eviction to the feeds, we did in fact have an HOH result. We talked about it last night, but once again,
this is Business B. Let's get it.
Business B got it. She won the HOH at Final Five. Not the best HOH to win, but it does guarantee her Final Four. And just like that, Business B in the Final Four, she got it.
Done. Signed. And to the next round, it was very interesting because when the feeds came on, Betty, there was like two shots. It was cameras one and two, cameras three and four. And Betty was on the first camera and she was like whispering to herself, but she was smiling. So I could tell, I think she got it, but I wasn't sure. And then we got to learn some of her feelings about what may have transpired during the triple eviction. So immediately we knew what her plans were for the week.
Yes. So, I was expecting like, feeds came back. Oh, it's probably just, they probably haven't even done the HOH.
I heard you say that. You're like, yeah, it's probably before the comp. Nothing's happened.
Yeah. It's, why would we even get something nice? So, Betty wins the HOH competition. She is talking to herself when the feeds come up. Sick. This is actually sick. I was loyal to Josh, but he wasn't loyal to me. He's going up. Of course he is. She says, right away, it's Josh and JC. They're going up for sure. And it's, whoa, because you would expect that when Josh puts up Betty instead of Helena and Kevin, he's really showing his cards. He's showing exactly to everybody who he is loyal to. He is leaving these two people. He's putting up Betty. He is giving away the game. And so you would expect, I expected, and I still kind of somewhat a little bit expect, but much less so now, that Betty and Jace will know for sure at this point, it's Josh, Kevin, and Helena together. Two of them need to go up on the block here. However, that is not the case. Betty, as of when she wins this HOH, is thinking, Jace is still my target, and Josh is going to get a little taste of his own medicine. He's going to go up as a pawn.
A little bit of karma being dished out to Josh. It is very interesting, the spot they're in, because everything should lead you to believe the two people that did not have to worry during the triple at all in any capacity are working with the HOH that had the power to put three people up, ended up putting four people up because someone used the veto. But it's a situation where there's a specific line of logic that Kevin and Helena will be following to use as justification for why they didn't go up, which kind of hides the three, but makes it so that it makes sense that they didn't go on the block, which is fascinating that it's working this well.
I mean, there's some great work happening here last night and that led up to last night. Luckily we went through the whole, I really laid it out to you in yesterday's update. If you haven't checked out yesterday's update, I highly recommend listening to it because it's pretty important to understand why Betty is still so against Jace, that Kevin and Helena concocted a story that involved Jace having the secret power of veto, Jace and Gino lying to Betty all week long about pretending to be willing to backdoor Gina or backdoor Marty, when in reality, they would have backdoored Josh. That pissed Betty off. It made her trust Helena a lot more, where right before then, she was like very anti-Helena. Mm-hmm. And grew even closer to Kevin through both that story and just the week with him saving Josh. And so she is still in the mindset of Jace is bad. And there are some key elements to this that are going to continue to be used to keep Betty in this spot that we will talk about very soon. So this is what she says. She says, oh, she's running around telling everyone about her secret veto. It's time to come clean. And she's like, and I get to hear from Tashan, I think. And she goes and she asks Kevin, she's like, Kevin, who am I going to talk to? Or who's going to be at Wendy's? It's like, I mean, I think they're probably going to skip eight. So yeah, I think you're going to see Tashan. She's like, yes. She's pumped. They also saw Aika during the HOH. I believe she hosted.
Yeah, it was something to do with shredding letters, maybe, or getting roasted. But either way, Aika's involved, which I'm very excited to see play out on Monday. And I think there had to do with things people on the block, the speeches that have been used on the block this season, I think.
With everyone together, Kevin tells Betty they've been talking. They've all agreed there's an 8-person jury. So if there's a twist where they're voting somebody off the jury, they've agreed in this final five that they will not vote each other off of the jury. Is Betty cool with that? And Betty's like, I might want to vote one of us off though. Oh, okay.
Well,
Kevin also jokes. He's like, so Betty, who am I allowed to talk to this week? And Betty says, that's so gross. I can't believe he did that. Obviously you can talk to anyone. Even Josh.
Oh, the cackle. It was so she says this because he asked initially, and you know, that's when he tells her, yeah, Marty said all this stuff that I had to do. And she was like, you don't have to do that. Then he brings it up again, joking, so I can talk to anybody. It's like, yeah, everyone, even Josh. And at this point, her and Josh have not spoken since the feeds have been on. They're both in the same room, not talking. And Josh gets in his feelings a little bit, gets up and goes to the Expedia room.
Yeah, definitely this energy.
Definitely.
So she tells Kevin, can you go tell him that was a joke? Like, I don't want her to be upset. So Kevin goes and he comforts Josh about the Betty situation. He says, we're going to put our heads together tomorrow. We're going to figure out what the story is going to be. The key here is that we have to make sure Jace is on the block. That's the thing. And, you know, I'm going to have to be Betty's best friend this week. I'm going to have to be the new you. And Josh is like, it's just, it hurts, you know, like I'll never have that same level of trust. And I know she's really hurt by it. I feel like I'm going to be her new Marty. It's like, oof. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He says, he needed to protect Kevin and Helena. That's what he's going to say, is that he needed to protect Kevin and Helena because they protected him. And that he needed to make sure that they stayed. And he worried that if he put either one of them up, then they would go. Now obviously we're going to hear from Betty that this is not going to really work with her, but basically what he's going to say is that, like, theoretically in the world where he's not in the alliance with, the crash test dummies, which she doesn't know about, that he couldn't trust Kevin or Helena to vote to save each other. that they might have saved Summer. And so I think that's going to be the line. So when Betty says, I would have voted out Summer, he'll be like, I know that you would have been willing to, or he'd be like, I'm sure you would have been willing to, but I wasn't sure about Kevin and Helena voting to save each other. And that's going to be kind of, the play that they talk through. In general, the story that they've come up with is that, again, like Kevin saved Josh with the veto. Helena saved Josh with her veto, with the fake story. And so he just needed to make sure that they both stayed and that Summer was untrustworthy. Summer was, trying to work with Jace. She tried to make a deal with Helena, and didn't have, didn't have Betty's back. Remember when she wavered on the vote that his goal was to evict Summer, never to, put Betty in danger. He just needed to make sure that Summer left and that Kevin and Helena stayed. For those reasons, and again, that he couldn't trust that they would stay if he put them up. That's going to be the story. Part of it's already being used here when Helena talks to Betty. We'll see if it continues to work, because for now, it's not working in the sense that Betty's not mad at Josh about it, but it is working in the sense that she's not seeing through it to the truth, which is the primary goal.
Yeah, she has and that's the thing, right, is that she doesn't see this alliance of three and it's working in that sense. But as far as not being mad at Josh, she kept saying, even when Helena was feeding her all this information, I just don't get why you couldn't talk to me before you put me up. Even if he talked to me and he told me, I would have understood. I'm an easy person to talk to. I can have a convo with anybody. So I don't understand why he wouldn't have told me. So it's interesting that once they split up, Kevin goes to work on Josh, Helena goes to work on Betty. And this is the perfect way to play. Separate yourselves, work independently, and then that could work for both of you. Right now it's working. As of this morning, it's still working. And I have a feeling it's going to work all the way to the nominations.
It's feeling that way. And I am so impressed, I've got to say. So we'll continue on here. Betty talks to Helena after Kevin goes to talk to Josh. Betty is frustrated. She feels like she didn't even get an explanation for why she didn't go, for why she went up. Helena's like, yeah, I fully expected to go up. Betty's like, look, you put my life in danger, I'll put your life in danger, Josh. And she says, and that could have been a backdoor thing. If you and Kevin hadn't saved me, I will never forget that you two saved me in that triple eviction. This is huge. Because again, like, she doesn't see the plan, right? She doesn't see the alliance here. What she feels like is that Josh put her up as a pawn, and that thank God Kevin and Helena came through for her. And they voted for her to stay, and she still doesn't even see that they're together, that just like separately they wanted her to stay. And she says this too, because, and the reason, in particular that she says, thank God Kevin and Helena saved me, is because what we learned is that during the triple eviction, Betty goes to Jace and says, will you please save me? And Jace's response was, let me just, and then she left, found out from Kevin and Helena that they were keeping Betty, went back to Betty and was like, I'm keeping you. And Betty saw right through it. Because Jace did want to keep Summer. That was what Jace wanted to do. The only reason she saved Betty is because she knew that that's where the votes were going. Despite the fact that she ends up voting to save Betty, it didn't work because Betty saw through it when she asked her the first time.
I mean, you hesitate and there's three votes and the other two have already agreed to it. Doesn't matter what you do after that. You hesitated. The other two did not hesitate. And when the pool is this small, it can be enough to put you in the bad spot.
Yes. So that's definitely helping in terms of maintaining this this position where Jace is going on the block. Helena says, look, I don't mean to back up Josh or anything, but I do think that Josh putting up Summer did save you, because I think Summer would have voted you out. And Betty's like, Do you guys have something going on, like you and Josh? And someone's like, Helene's like, no. I just saved him with the veto. I saved him with the veto. I think that was why. Betty's like, he probably just felt indebted to you and Kev for saving him with the vetoes. Helena says, maybe he was worried that you wouldn't vote Summer out. Betty's like, I would have done anything for him if he told me. Anything he would have told me to do. If he had told me to vote out Summer, I would have. I had some questions, but I absolutely would have done it. She says, I've just got to figure some things out. Jace has a lot to explain. But she says, don't worry, I'm not going to say anything about the secret veto. And this is key, right? The way she says this implies to me that they've already talked about this. And the way that she talks to Kevin about it later implies that Kevin sort of has been the one, to make sure that this is being pushed. And this is like the key. We'll get to like some of it later, but basically this whole story they've concocted about Jace pretending to backdoor Gino, or again, Marty, pretending to backdoor Marty when in reality they were always going to nominate Josh instead. It's fake, right? They did intend to backdoor Marty, and they had no intentions of putting Josh up on the block regardless of what happened. So that's dangerous because they had this planted for the event of a triple eviction. Jace wins the triple eviction veto. Jace is still here. Jace is still here to deny these claims and to clear up the story. Now, it's kind of tough to clear up because some of the things don't make sense. But, you know, she has the ability to fight back here and, in addition, continue to push potentially a narrative that, hey, Josh, Kevin, and Helena are working together. But because the details don't make a ton of sense, if Jace decides, look, trying to explain the whole secret veto thing makes my story seem a little weaker, what if I just leave that out? Betty doesn't know about it. So if Jace doesn't bring up the secret veto and Kevin and Helena have told Betty, don't tell her that you know about the secret veto. It's like it's a lie detector test. If Jace doesn't tell her about it, then Betty knows Jace is lying. And just like that, they just completely cut Jace off at the knees. So just another element of how effective they are being here to keep Betty and Jace from coming together, which they should. So far, as we've said, it's working.
It very much is. And it is very interesting because, you know, even this morning, hearing the arguments JC Lynn is trying to talk up to herself before she talks to Betty, they're good arguments. They're very sound arguments. They're a pair. They, you know, have done this or that. They were with Marty the whole way through, blah, blah, blah. Great. But the biggest thing is, who is Betty going to believe? The people who were very nice enough to give her all this information, who are very forthcoming, seemingly very honest, or the person who might be hiding something in their back pocket and not revealing it to you? It's right there. That combined with, you know, whatever promises that were not made right away, the guarantees that weren't made right away with the save and the triple, it's, again, it's not looking great for you whatsoever. This plan works phenomenally because during this triple, all the cards were put on the table, but no one flipped them over and looked at them. So Helena and Kevin are pretty much dealing with a blind item. No one's looking at them, and they're all like, you know, the targets are going elsewhere, which is, again, phenomenal.
Yes. So Kevin ends up joining them. They talk about who should go to Wendy's. Betty says, definitely not Jace. It would probably be between Kevin and Josh. Kevin leaves. Helena goes and talks to Josh. She debriefs him on her conversation with Betty. She details all the ways that they're throwing Summer under the bus. She calls the Summer and Marty connection Sumar.
Yeah. I was like, Smarty was right there. What are you doing?
I don't understand where that came from.
Hey, listen, even what's funny is Betty was like, yeah, Smarty, I know. And she was like, no, Sumar. Like, okay, are we putting a new fresh name on this? Because interesting. Sumar.
Josh says, man, if Jace wins that POV, we're screwed. She's good at everything. We got to get her out. They're worried about that. I can somewhat confirm. Again, I talked to Gino, Summer, and Marty. Obviously, Gina was like, yeah, Jace is the person I would vote for if she made it to the end. But they all kind of understood that Jace is alone in the game and that if she somehow makes it to the end, that big respect to Jace, that she would have a good chance of getting their jury votes. And I think that everyone in the house, or at least Kevin, certainly, and Josh understand that, yeah, if Jace continues to comp out from here, like, she could win this whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it, she was alone as the final seven, technically, because Gino gets sent out. So that is actually something that they should be scared of. And honestly, at this point, JL, you know, someone who I've not really been rooting for this season, has proven to be clutch when clutch need be. Safety in the chain of safety, won that comp, and then now wins the triple eviction veto. So when her back's against the wall, she can pull out a comp. So whatever this comp is, they're all hanging their hats on this one comp. If JC wins this, yeah, they need to be scared a little bit.
Yeah. So Kevin and Helena are finally able to talk alone in the bathroom, and they hug. They're like, can you possibly imagine this? We are final five. Helena says, if you had told me this on day two, I would have told you you were BSing. Helena says, I do think that Betty might put me on the block next to Jace, because I haven't hit the block yet. And that was something that Betty brought up to Helena, like, you haven't hit the block. And Kevin says, Helena, you're just so good. It's a sign of a great player that you've never touched the block. Helena says, look, if we take our shot at Josh this week, I wouldn't be mad. Kevin says, yeah, Josh or Jace or Jace. And she says, yeah, yeah, true, true, true. So we'll see. In the past, Kevin typically sort of gets his way between the two of them. But she definitely seemed to be like, we could shoot at Josh. And Kevin was like, yeah, but Jace first. She was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So keep that on the, in your back pocket. She says, I was talking to Betty and I don't know why I'm out here trying to fix their relationship for them. I'm like, shut the hell up, Helena. You're giving away the game. Cause I was kind of like, yeah, what are you doing? She says, they talk about how they're genuinely friends now. She can't wait to connect outside the house. She says, if I end up heading out this week, I'm not blowing up your game or Josh's game. Kevin says, same. He says, honestly, I think you're playing the best game, Helena. I don't know if everyone sees that, but I think you are. He says, let's make sure we take this week, like, one step at a time, right? Like, we were sitting there all smug when Marty won HOH, and then we, like, survived by the skin of our teeth there. So, we're not going to take this for granted. We're going to make this work.
I find it very interesting. So Kevin, over the course of the night, with two different people, talked about how they have a better shot than him. And he does it very subtly. So with Helena here, he mentions it that way. You know, you've never been nominated. That's amazing, etc. With Josh, he talks about percentages. I have like a 10%. You have like a 30%. And that combined with, you know, being like, or Jace, I do think that there is a world where Kevin definitely surely realizes Jace is the one we need to get rid of for sure, because even though Josh could be a threat, I think based on what he may have seen last night, I think he's realized, you know, Josh is still going to ride with me though. So I might need him to get to the final three if need be over JC Lynn, who's definitely not going to do that for me.
Kevin is definitely starting to position himself as the default pick to be brought to the final two.
Yes.
As of right now, Jace, as of this morning, her talking to herself, Jace would take Helena if given the option, because she thinks she's the easiest to beat. If not Helena, she would take Betty. Josh would take Kevin. Helena will take Kevin. And at this point, there's a decent chance Betty takes Kevin. So it's pretty much beyond a no-brainer here for Kevin to take out Jace, if possible. We do hear from Jace. Jace is upset. She's talking to the cameras. She's pissed at Josh for putting her up, and she's pissed at Helena because she has found out from Helena that this whole notion that she was going to backdoor Josh, And is like, oh boy, like, I hope you didn't go too far there, Helena. But she now blames Helena for Josh wanting her out, because what Helena did is say, Marty told me that you told him that the real plan was, or that whatever, like Marty told me that the real plan was to backdoor Josh. And from Jace's perspective, she's now thinking, and Helena played it off well enough that she's now thinking, what an idiot, Helena. Why didn't you come confirm with me first before you started spreading that around? It's obviously not true. Why would you believe Marty? Dummy. Not thinking this is wholly concocted, designed to smear her. So she's pissed at Helena, but still, again, like similar to Betty, can't see through it to the truth.
Yeah, I mean, this is one thing that I will say that I was impressed with Helena last night. Jurors tell no tales. Jurors are gone. Use their name if you have to concoct anything you need to. And she did this well with bringing up Summer to Betty. She mm-hmm. did this well here with the whole using Marty as a strategy. Do what you got to do to stay. And no one can proofread that. And as long as your word holds more weight, which it currently does, over JC Lynn's, it's a sound strategy.
Yes. So Josh ends up coming in and talking with Jace. And she tells him about this whole thing that Helena's saying that she heard from Marty. She says, I swear to you, that never came out of Gino's. Your name never came out of Gino's mouth. You were never an option, which is true. And she's frustrated that nobody confirmed with her before all of this happened. She doesn't understand where it's coming from. And Josh says, look, I think I'm going up. I think Betty's mad. They talked through the Betty situation. Jay says she's ready to hit the block again. She thinks she's going to go up. They're like, yeah, it's probably going to be the both of us. And Jace is like, now remember again, like to really set the stage here, as soon as Betty wins, I'm anticipating Betty being like, okay, so obviously Josh, Kevin and Helena are working together. I need to make a deal with Jace. But I did say last night, if Betty doesn't see it at this, I mean, Jace is on the outside of this. That is the place where you have the best perspective to see. Okay, these three, Kevin used the veto on Josh. Helena is saying that she didn't use the veto to save Josh. Josh just didn't put either of them up. I wonder if they're working together. It should click in Jace's mind. And quite frankly, even if it doesn't, she should just create the story that it does, because that's the best chance for her to survive. But mm-hmm. that's a whole other thing. But instead, she is telling Josh, I just don't understand why it can't be Kevin and Helena. They're so sneaky. She says, look, here's what I want to happen. Josh, if you and Betty can repair things, I would love to work with the both of you. They just can't see past the boundaries that have been set by Kevin and Helena. And so that's what she says. That's what I'm going to pitch to Betty, that it should be Kevin and Helena. There's no reason why they shouldn't go up. Helena has never hit the block. Helena should hit the block. And the three of us can work together. And the reason why I think this is great news for Kevin and Helena, and bad news for Jace, is that I don't think this pitch works for Betty. I think that, the only reason there are basically two ways to get to Betty. One is something that could still theoretically work, which is, screw everyone else. I'm taking you to the final two. I don't care about any of these other jokers, Josh, Kevin, Helena. Don't care about them. They're all my targets. I'm bringing you to the final two. You're the only one that hasn't screwed me over. And so be selfish this week. Keep me around. They're going to be coming for me. I'm going to be going for them. I'll bring you to the final two. It's a good pitch and it could work if Betty is self-interested enough. And if she feels like she can believe Jace. That could work. The other pitch, which I think is even more effective, is they're working together. They have to be. At least put that seed of doubt in their mind. Give that previous pitch plus this one. Not only am I against all of them, but they have been secretly working together this whole time. Why do you think they didn't touch the block? Why do you think they used the veto to save each other? Think about all of the things that have been happening all season long. They've been playing us all. If she can break through in that moment, the Erica to Janelle, then she's locked in. She's not there. She doesn't see it. She doesn't plan to pitch it. She does kind of plan to pitch the previous one, though. So we will see how that goes. But again, with the additional element of the secret veto, which as of right now, I don't think she plans to reveal, and Betty doesn't plan to ask her about it.
Right.
That little bit is gonna really hold her back if it doesn't come out. There's a chance it comes out, but if it doesn't, then it's an easy way to just discredit everything that she says. So, Jace currently playing from behind here.
Way behind. Literally needs the veto to get some kind of end game going here for herself. Well, and honestly, the thing for me, Taryn, the thing that I need to see and I haven't seen yet is I need Josh and Betty to talk one on one, because I don't necessarily know how good that's going to go. I think the one thing that we know for certain and that I feel for certain is that Josh feels bad for having done that to Betty, and Josh values the friendship he has with Betty. Do I think his loyalty still lies with the Crash Test Dummies? 1,000,000,000%. But I want to see what that conversation is, how that conversation goes, because let's paint out a scenario here. They're on the block, Josh and Jace. Jace wins the veto. Helena goes up. I don't think Kevin goes up. Helena goes up. At that point, Betty has to look one of them in the eye and evict them. If Josh mends this and they end up in a good place as far as friendship goes, does Betty keep Josh? Does she still not forget the karma that he put on her? I don't know. This is, again, these are like specific scenarios we're looking at, but also, you know, Gino just left because of a specific scenario that happened. So, and Marty survived that other week because a specific scenario happened. So again, scenarios.
Yes. And this is important. So there are a couple of hints from this morning. They are butt hints. And that is all. And there's plenty of time in the week for all of this to change. But, Betty, talking to herself this morning, said, again, Jace and Josh on the block. Jace goes, if Jace wins the veto, Josh goes. It was kind of hard to hear. She might have said something else, but we believe that she was saying that Josh leaving is fine with her as well at that point. So it seems as though Josh would be Betty's backup target for now. Another very interesting thing that we heard from Jace just before we went live this morning is that Jace was going over her pitch again. And Jace said that if she can manage to keep herself safe this week, that would be amazing. If she's not on the block, she still has to win veto because she doesn't want to be the replacement. If she's not on the block and wins veto, then, she could use the veto on one of the people on the block. If she could get Josh on the block. So what she could do is she could use the veto on Kevin and Helena, probably Helena. She would use the veto on Helena and then force her to promise her to vote the way that she wants if she uses the veto. So she would, if it was say Kevin and Josh on the block, she would have vetoed Helena, and she would force Helena to promise that she would vote Josh out over Kevin. She would force Helena into promising that, making sure that Josh left over Kevin.
It's very hard to say no to that. I feel like Helena would have a tough time saying no to that.
She gave me an offer I couldn't refuse. Yes. So as of right now, both Betty and Jace appear to be on the page of backup target is Josh. And that both Kevin and Helena would potentially survive against Josh in the event that Jace wins the veto. Again, there's a whole week left. There's a lot of pitches to be made. There's a lot that could change, but that's how things stand right now. And it's really just like kudos.
Fantastic.
Just incredible job by Kevin and Helena.
Absolutely amazing. And here's the thing is that I feel like Josh has just proven to not be that self-interested in the win at this point, right? So even with his back against the wall, do I think he's going to dig out of it and try his best to stay? I don't know anymore. I don't see it. So we'll see. We'll see if the fire gets lit under him or not. At this point, I'm more skeptical than confident. And this essentially at this point becomes Kevin or Helena's game to lose, maybe. I mean, I say Kevin's game to lose more than anything, because there's a couple comps obviously down the line here that could determine who ends up in the end game. But the fact that they're not going to touch the block is outstanding for them.
Yes. And I would say also, like, in just in terms of my talks with the jury so far, including both Herman and Moose. Now, Herman was obviously low on Kevin, but he was also low on Helena. Mm-hmm. Definitely getting the sense that that Kevin is sort of a bit above Helena right now in the eyes of the jury. I do think that she will have a surge once they start to learn more about how involved she was in the game, and that could be interesting for sure. I can say that Marty listed Kevin as his number one pick, most likely to vote for Kevin in the final two. But Gino listed him last. But he was also low on Helena's game. He was low on both Kevin and Helena's games. And actually, Gino was very high on Josh, which I guess isn't super surprising. But interesting stuff. Summer, obviously very low on Josh, but maybe not quite as low as she was in the heat of the moment last night. Again, hopefully when that interview gets released, you can see for yourself, make your own judgments here. Yeah. But
In the TikTok interviews last night, Gino said obviously he wants JC Lynn to win, but said he thinks Summer or Josh would win. So to hear him have Josh higher makes sense to me there. But when Marty said that he could see Josh winning, Summer did say, we'll see. So, but it definitely felt like more lighthearted than when she was like in the interview with Arissa at the show and said, well, Joshua doesn't have my vote no matter what. So I think there could be some changes here. But again, it's going to depend on who's at the end. It's going to depend on what clips they see. It's going to depend on what they talk about in that house. So there's a couple of things going into it, but we are primed for a pretty fun end game here, I think, with these five.
Yes. Josh talks to Kevin. They talk about how Kevin's like, I think this is a good season. Like, oh, I hope so. Kevin says Jace is the biggest threat to win right now. Big by far. It's important also that we don't blow anything up if we end up on the block. No blowing anything up. He says, as Puya mentioned, that he doesn't think he can win against anyone in the end. He thinks he's the goat of the season at this point. Josh is like, I don't think so. A lot of people love you. And Kevin's like, sure, but like, look at who I'm up against. You, Helena, has never hit the block. Jace is like the most well-rounded player left in the game. She'd definitely win if she made it there. Betty at this point's got probably like a 50% chance to win the whole thing, just hands down. She's in a great spot to win. Josh agrees. All of that. Josh tells Kevin that Jace, about his conversation with Jace. He says, Jace told me that she never said anything about backdooring me. She said she's going to campaign to Betty tomorrow that she should put you and Helena on the block. So be prepared for that. There's going to be some mess. And Kevin's like, I trust Helena's word over Jace. Josh says, yeah, me too. And Kevin goes, you didn't mention the secret veto, right? And Josh says, no. It's like, perfect, because she doesn't know that you know. I don't think Betty's going to mention it either. And this is, again, like, this is where you know the intentionality behind this move, that Kevin is clearly making sure that this information doesn't get passed so that it remains a barrier between Jace and Betty and Josh to a degree as well.
And I think it's working very, very effectively. So this was the conversation that we're having at the end of the night. I forgot to bring this up, but when Josh left the room to go to Expedia alone and Kevin went to check up on him and to make sure he's fine, Kevin did say, you know, in middle of Josh being sad, like, do you want to tell her about the three? Do you want to tell Betty about the three of us? And then he like paused and Kevin was like, I don't think you should. He's like, yeah, I don't think I should either. I don't think we should say anything. Like, very well done, Kevin, offering that deal and immediately being like, but we shouldn't do it. But if you wanted it though, he's got Josh wrapped around his finger. And that is the best thing for him, for Kevin, because again, no matter what happens, I genuinely don't see Josh ever not taking Kevin to the end at this point. Like, he's not going to have the John Party moment to wake up and be like, oh, I should get rid of Kevin. That will never happen.
Kevin says, like, I'm going to remember this day forever. Josh, you are my hero, Josh. And Josh says, You are my shining star, Kevin. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of discussion about like how snowed Josh is via Kevin. I think that like, you know, obviously the sort of the low hanging fruit is like, oh, well, he's been, you know, he's got a crush or like, you know, he's in love or like, you know, that dumb stuff. I think the reality here is that is a couple of things, right? One is that it goes all the way back to that moment in the pantry that we were super hyped about when it happened. Kevin invited Josh into the cool kid club, into the like, let's have fun here. Mm-hmm. It was exciting. It was enticing. For as good a relationship as Josh has with Betty and Summer and anyone else, it's different. They play the game a little more seriously. And we talked about this, it's life and death sometimes in the game and they have to remind themselves it's just a game. Whereas Kevin is having fun with it. And he really gets you excited about the game. He makes you feel good about playing selfishly, very much that Dr. Will devil on your shoulder kind of thing. And that's very enticing, very appealing to Josh. And that has always been what's drawn him to Kevin and all of that. When it comes to Josh betraying his close allies, you know, obviously we look at it like, what are you doing, Josh? But I think from Josh's perspective, he's just doing his part, right? Because you hear this conversation between Kevin and Josh, and Kevin's talking about how he betrayed Marty and how Marty is so upset with him in the jury right now. Josh is looking at Kevin and Helena. They blindsided Gino for him. They tricked Marty into not targeting him multiple times. Mm-hmm. They turned on Marty. They got rid of Marty. They kept Betty for him. Like they are betraying their side for him. And now he's just returning the favor because that's just him doing his part in the alliance. The difference is that Kevin and Helena are betraying because that's what's actually best for their games because they're not in a good spot there. And whereas Josh was in a great spot and betraying his allies doesn't work for his game, but he doesn't really see that difference. He just sees that they're betraying their allies. I'm going to be betraying my allies. That was the plan the whole time. That's I think where this is coming from. It's a mixture of those two things. I think that like, you know, saying it's just because like, obviously, there's like they're very close and Kevin and Josh does love Kevin and Kevin loves Josh. But I think there's a lot more subtlety to this, to the decision making happening here than some people are giving credit for.
He did also mention in a scene that was on the website that he has a bit of a man crush on Kevin. Now, do I think that's completely fueling all of it? Of course not. But again, it's very interesting to me because Betty literally would have left the game for him at some point. She was ready to do that. We've seen that. She has said it. And the fact that he was willing to turn on someone like that, and I genuinely do think he would rather leave than Kevin leave at this point, it just goes to show, I think ultimately Josh felt most at his comfort playing the game with Kevin and Helena. And I think through that kind of got zeroed in on this is the best thing for the three of us. And it's really not.
Yes. So Kevin goes on to talk about, Kevin says, man, the next guy that looks like me that plays Big Brother is screwed.
Yeah, you're paying probably that invoice. If you wear, like, listen, get contacts if you wear glasses, get a hat, like, don't wear what Kevin's wearing. Like, definitely study up on him if you think you match his archetype. Genuinely, you will have to pay the invoice probably.
Yeah. Kevin says, man, I'm going to lose in the finals. Then people are going to watch the season back and be like, oh my God, this guy is sick, twisted, which is possible. Little update on the Marty catching Kevin and Josh in a conversation, thing. They mentioned that, Marty was wrong about the conversation that he caught them having. He thought they were talking, they really weren't talking game in that conversation. However, obviously his gut was right. They were working together, but in that particular moment that being the thing that caught them is funny because even though he was wrong about that, obviously he was right about them working together, which, That's probably the most I'm going to get from this at this point. So I was happy to see that update. Kevin also talks about how he has been using people's letters against them. He's been reading their letters. So, for instance, in Marty's letters, again, like a lot of, you know, his letters included like, hey, trust your gut. And so when Kevin Martin said that in the message, he really honed in on that and used that to manipulate him. You have seen Kevin sometimes like just reading the letters, and that's why.
Diabolical. This boy is diabolical. Again, when we first saw his video preseason, I was terrified for him. I thought this is not great, but then obviously some people that know him told us, no, he's actually very nice. And he's getting to live out the stress. Like, I thought he just did all that to get cast. I mean, he is getting to live out that dream. Literally what he put out on paper, on video that he was going to do, he's out here doing. Like, using people's letters against them is phenomenal. It is wild, but it's phenomenal.
Yeah. So Betty talks to Helena late at night, mostly just talking about what they were talking about before. They talk about Jace's secret veto and everything. Helena says she thinks Josh put Betty up because he wanted to make sure Summer left. Betty's annoyed because she would have done what Josh wanted. She feels like an idiot. Helena says, I think he was just looking out for you with the Summer thing. But he should have probably talked to you. This is, again, like Helena keeps falling into, like, she literally just said before, like, what am I doing fighting this man's battles for him? And so you can see her notice she's doing it again in the middle of this statement where she's like, I think he was looking out for, but he should have told you. He should have talked to you. She says that me and Kevin probably just didn't go up because of that veto stuff. But he's like, can I ask you? That actually reminds me. When did you tell him about the veto thing that you thought that he was going to go up? And Helena's like, did you tell him right after? And she was like, no, it was like a week later, the next week. And she's like, so it was like, that was so still before me. So he knew, and he's a good secret keeper. She's like, did he know about the secret veto? She's like, no. I told you about the secret veto. I told him about the backdoor thing a week later. And then I found out about the secret veto thing. I told you first. And then I told him, it's like, oh boy, she runs to Josh after this, gives him the full rundown. This is what I just told Betty. I said that I told you a week after. And then they get their story straight. But it was a funny moment.
It's funny because so they got ready to go to bed. Okay, so Helena, JC Lynn, Betty were all in their beds in their rooms. And the boys were downstairs in Expedia chilling. 25 minutes or so went by and they're like, are we having a party? Like, why are the lights not out? And then the boys got ready to go to bed and the cameras shift to Betty and Helena in the HOH room talking about all this. And then the feed's completely cut. And I was like, I don't think they're done yet. I left the feeds on for about 10 minutes. Then out of nowhere, the camera comes on and it's Helena talking to Josh in the dark of like, you know, listen, so I said this, I said that you didn't know this here. It was so funny. And I think Helena benefits from the fact that it was late at night after the triple. I think Betty just wanted to go to sleep. And I don't think she's sitting there retaining and trying to like put the cogs together at all.
Yeah. So that was pretty much the night. Again, a couple of little updates from this morning in terms of just things remaining the same so far. Again, Jace was practicing her pitch to give to Betty this morning. It was getting better as she went on, because at first it was what we talked about, where it's like, hey, maybe we can work with Josh. She's like, I don't know if I should throw Josh under the bus because I don't know if Betty's going to be mad at me because Josh is her number one, or if she's mad enough at Josh that she won't care. I need to know how she feels about Josh. So she's still kind of thinking like, who should I throw under the bus? She kind of came to the conclusion, I'll just throw them all under the bus. I'll say I'm targeting all of them. Who cares at this point, which is the right call. The better call is to say they're working together, but if not that, at least saying I'm targeting all three of them, is a good play. And she said, like, I genuinely wouldn't mind being in the final two with Betty. So I think she plans to pitch that to Betty as well. She did then go, I mean, I would rather go with Helena. And she talked about potentially making a women's thing, like, hey, me, you, Helena, but she's not sure she should pitch that to Betty yet because She again wants to make sure that she's saying she's against everyone, which I think again is the right call. If she pitches to work with Helena, Betty might see through the fact that, like, so you don't really want to take me. You want to probably want to take her.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what she would like. That's where she would like to get to if she does survive the week. Josh goes first, Kevin next, and then she cuts Betty for Helena. That would be Jace's path through the game at this point, according to what she's saying to herself this morning.
That would be an interesting final too, if that's where we end up with the season. That would be a wild time. One thing we haven't talked about, not that important, but Wendy's, okay? Kevin is going to be going to Wendy's. Kevin has been the one chosen to go to Wendy's here. Obviously, there were a couple people are you going to maybe use it on Josh and patch things up? But he was like, no, I'm not doing that. So it sounds like Kevin is going to be going to Wendy's this week.
Yeah, so this is where we're at. There's still some time. Nominations are today. Betty has been pretty set on these nominations up to this point.
Yeah.
So Jace really needs to get on top of this if she wants to potentially save herself. But it's looking like Jace will likely need to win the veto in order to survive. If she does, things get a little more interesting, but it still is looking like it likely points to Josh leaving as of right now. That's big time. Betty and Kevin are very much, Kevin is doing what he said with Josh. He is being Betty's best friend and Betty's loving it. And it's so wild that this is where we're at in the final five.
I do hate you.
That Betty is looking at Kevin as potentially her closest person in the house.
It's nuts. This season has been a roller coaster, and look no further than this final five and the way the dynamics are right now. It's been wild.
Yeah. So that's what we got. I mean, the big thing again today is, will these nominations stay locked? If they do, it all comes down to the veto competition. I think we do have reason to believe that everybody will be competing. It'll just be everyone against Jace. I mean, theoretically, if Betty were to win, Jace would have some more time to try to convince Betty to use the veto on her and keep her around. But, if Betty doesn't have it, if Jace doesn't have it, then it's just a done deal. Jace will be gone and it'll be 3v1 in the final four, where Betty can't compete in that HOH. So, Betty needs to figure something out here.
And I wouldn't be asking what I'm about to ask Taryn if not for last season, if not for what I've seen. If Josh wins the veto, he's going to use it, right? He's going to take himself off the block, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think he would. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Josh, please. All right.
Especially because, like, it'll be like Kevin or Helena, probably Helena at this point, sitting next to Jace. I don't think that anybody's feeling super uncomfortable there. I think Helena feels good that they're going to keep her and get rid of Jace at that point. So I don't think there's going to be it's not like the motivation to try to trick Josh into not using the veto doesn't really exist. So
yeah. All right.
But you know, you never know.
listen, I'm not going to hold my breath on it. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Amon talked about this on Tuesday. If you know, the triple elimination, triple eviction goes a certain way, all five of us will have someone left in the draft going into the final five. That is no longer the case. Melissa has two. Amon's out clean. Amon had both of his go out last night. I lost Marty. I have Josh left. You have Betty left. Melissa has Helena and JC Lynn. And Rob has Kevin, who is the front runner right now.
Yeah. Look at that.
Okay. Sorry, Amon. Didn't go your way, but.
I feel good about business B.
Business B. She's gonna get it.
Yeah, I feel worse about Josh. I was feeling great about Josh for a long time. Don't feel that confident anymore. But hey, still have a horse in the race. That's nice. At the final five, we'll take it.
Yes. All right. Well, that's what we've got for you today. Again, keep an eye out for the triple eviction exit interview. Should be dropping at some point today.
Are they, so 15 minutes combined, are they all on the same screen or did you get them each one?
They're all right next to each other.
Wow. Okay.
Which was interesting because they're talking about their jury preferences in front of each other. And that's, I think, part of why. So like Gino's singing Josh's praises, followed by Summer. What do you think about Josh? And she's like, maybe I wouldn't be so dead set against him. You're sort of like getting a little bit of that interaction. Marty found out about the Honey Bunch for the first time.
I was going to bring this up. So in the TikTok interviews, Arissa, and I'm pretty sure I got this right because I was trying to like keep up with it. Arissa told Gino that Marty and Helena were the ones who voted for him. He didn't know about Helena, did he? Or did he know about Helena being the other one?
I don't know. We didn't talk about that.
Okay.
One thing I thought was interesting, and unfortunately I didn't have questions because with the jury, especially, I am completely adherent to whatever I've sent in ahead of time. So I can't follow up, but, I believe it was Marty said that, when asking about, I think either Helena or Josh, he said that, you know, come to find out, Helena's been in alliance with Josh. And I was like, oh, what alliance? Where did this come from?
Tell us more.
Did they just figure it out? Because it's kind of obvious based on the nominations. Were there goodbye messages left where some information was dropped? Was something said on the way out the door? I'm very curious. I wish I could have asked more, but it does seem like they are aware that there is some sort of Josh, at least Josh Helena connection. I don't know if they think Kevin's involved as well, but there's definitely some information going on there.
Interesting. Okay. I'm psyched. I'm psyched to see these exit interviews and see what's what. And obviously, you know, we say this every season, take these exit interviews with a grain of salt. There have been answers given that have not reflected the final vote in the past. So just enjoy them for what they are.
And genuinely, I think even more so than other seasons that have been dead wrong when they've said like an order, I feel like this cast has been pretty open about like, you know, willing to change, I think, for a lot of them.
I mean, we've talked about it being a very fluid season. I could definitely see that, you know, continuing forward. Yeah.
Something interesting. It was interesting in hearing the answers, you know, Gino, Summer, Marty. Gino was very much like talking about game, but also clearly like influenced by his personal relationships. Marty was like purely talking about like who thought played the best game. And Summer, whenever I asked her about like a person's game, she was completely talking about personal relationships. She said, I'm a social player. I'm going to vote based on my social connections. You know, hearing the different sort of perspectives and ways of approaching the vote was interesting. And Summer, you know, when I asked about Kevin, she was like, that's my guy. like she's very high on Kevin as well. So, interesting stuff again. Check it out once it drops. And that's it. Well, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds, including if these nominations do get locked in, we'll get a veto competition tomorrow, which will be, of course, the big thing. And then we'll move forward Monday night. Another episode of the show. Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching these episodes live with all of you. I think at this point we can safely say there's no more spoilers, so we don't have to worry about any of that nonsense.
That is out the window. Again, I said this on Twitter. I'll say if you were looking out for those spoilers and then you spent 4 hours basking in those spoilers, I'm so sorry for you. That sounds brutal. I did avoid Twitter like the plague, and I'm very happy I did so. I will say, though, Taryn, the Stockwatch website crashed on me, and I couldn't get any stocks bought. I did hold, so I'm not losing any money, but I have an inkling of a feeling I would have made some profit. But that's fine. We'll figure that out next week.
Yeah, it's, you know, if you got screwed in the Stockwatch, blame hands.
He did it. Okay. Yeah. We would have had till 8 p.m. We would have had till 8 p.m. At least now it'll go back to 8 p.m. Right at this point.
I'll switch it back to 8 p.m. now. Yeah.
Yay. We'll be good. For the 1 week. Perfect.
All right. So check all of that out. Of course, we'll be continuing here just under now 2 weeks left in the game. So we'll have some fun with the rest. I mean, we're at the final five right after Triple, and this is an hour long. Mostly we have like a couple of hours of feeds to talk about because there's so much intrigue happening at the final five. This is so rare That like even in strategically heavy games, it's usually just like locked up by now, or it's just down to competitions. We are now in this current like great mixture where it's definitely not locked up. There's a lot of work that's having to go into it. Like Kevin and Helena need to work, had to fight for it like every single week. And the competitions are still huge as well. So there's a lot to get through here. Lots of intrigue. And I hope that you are enjoying this as season 10 of Big Brothers. These are good seasons.
Good time. It's a good time. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing for me. BB Can 9, BB Can 10, back to back. Fed, good time, good time. I personally really like BB 23. So if you remove celebrity, we've had a great year.
Remove what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Didn't happen. Not canon. All right. No, Taryn, I'm very excited. We hit 1 hour. I believe this is the longest. If you combine my last three updates, it doesn't amount to this time. So I'm very keen. I love this. I'm very glad we had this time.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Puya, where can people find you?
People can find me on all social media platforms at Puyaism, with the exception of Twitch. It's twitch.tv/Puya. I will be live tonight at 10 p.m. hanging out. Come through, say hi. And also Sunday, we have our weekly Goose Goose Duck Lobby. Should be a good time. We're having fun over there as well. 90 Day Fiance Pod. Rob has left the Hot Mess Express, but I'm still moving ahead to the new destination that is season 9 of 90 Day Fiance. It's been a great time. I had Leon on with me for the first week, so that was great. I have Asia on with me this upcoming week, so definitely check us out over there. And Leon and I also recorded our Masked Singer podcast. This week's episode was a choice, but we covered it. We went through it. The worst part is over. On to greener pastures there. So definitely check us out there too.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.